on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live, possibly the last time.
Our last show?
Well, not our last show, our last show coming to you from Torta Pizza.
Or in public.
Well, God, I don't even know.
Have they announced it? Is it official now? Like, what just came across the breaking news 3 minutes ago?
Governor DeSantis has put in place what I thought was already in place about not leaving your home unless it's a necessity.
So it's a stay-at-home ordinance. Now, is it mandated by the governor now, so it supersedes all local county jurisdiction?
It's by the buddy that we met last year. Remember when we met him?
Yeah, and I had a mohawk then, and he gravitated towards the hawk.
Didn't we have a talk about this?
Well, yes, but I feel in a time of need, people need leaders. They need a general to go to war to battle this virus. So I want to be ready.
All right, then get out in the streets and battle it.
I'm going to bring my suit of armor tomorrow if I'm allowed outside my house.
Say goodbye to your family.
Yeah, I always do.
Because they will not be seeing you. And I don't want to make light of this. Okay, I mean, what's going on right now is awful. But I did see a couple funny things on the Twitter machine.
Okay.
One, and I don't remember who it was, so I would give them credit. I just don't remember. But they said something to the effect of, what a perfect time for John Jones to have house arrest. You know, he pleaded.
Sure.
And now he has house arrest. He has the bracelet, all that kind of stuff. He can't leave his house unless he absolutely has to. It's kind of like what we're all in.
Yeah, we're all,
right?
It's unbelievable. Really, I mean, what we're going through right now, this time of our life, it's never been seen.
Well, no, nothing. Nothing like this has ever before in my lifetime, but anything before, I can't imagine anything. You know, there's been plagues. There's been a lot of bad stuff. But, I mean, this is crazy. And then one of my favorite, closest, whatever, Matt Hughes put a post out.
Okay.
And he said, of all the stupid I've done in my lifetime, if I die because I touch my face, I'm going to be really pissed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It is pretty funny.
Because you asked me earlier, did I hear what Matt Hughes had said? And I said, yes. He said, if you don't defend the title, you're not a true champion. Which I saw on Fight Pass yesterday while I'm watching endless hours of reruns.
Well, that's not a true statement.
But he said it.
No, it doesn't mean.
And that's your boy. That's the holy grail for you. That's the GOAT.
No, it's not the GOAT.
Is he not your GOAT? Top three?
Well, first of all, knucklehead, you can't have three GOATs.
Why? You can't. You got different weight divisions. You got different classes.
What was Billy Gruff? What was his name? Billy Gruff Goat? Billy Goat Gruff? Whatever. You know, the old fable or whatever. If you want to go that way.
Okay, if you're on Mount Rushmore, you're Mount Rushmore MMA.
I don't know.
You're top four.
I need a bigger mountain.
Because it's not all the same weight class. You could have heavyweight, you could have...
Well, first of all, you can't have all the same weight class of goats. You can only have one goat in a weight class. If you want to say one goat of mixed martial arts, you know where I go.
Sure,
and John now Jones. Has house arrest. but if you want to go... You know, weight class by weight class. I mean,
but he's still behind the Stephen Bonner DUIs. I mean, he's not even the GOAT in that category.
Who?
Well, John Jones.
Oh,
he's only got one DUI.
And but Stephen's ahead of him because
he got three.
But he was on that live PD.
Yeah, he was.
That was crazy.
I mean, what a terrible way to end up.
All right, so scheduled on today's program, our last. That it appears to be our last from Torta Pizza. We're going to set up studios in both facilities at the houses. And you know, we may have to do that from moving forward. But scheduled to be on today's show at roughly the bottom of the hour, Buccaneer fan.
Okay.
Michael Chiesa.
Michael Chiesa. He has ties to the Tampa Bay area.
He does. We're also going to schedule to have Kamaru Usman.
Okay. Nice. The champ.
We're also scheduled to have Dave Manley back on. He was on last week.
Love that guy.
He unveiled the next bobblehead. So we're going to talk about that, which is Nick Diaz. So we'll talk
about
him.
Not Nate, but Nick.
But Nick. Local guy, Alon Cruz.
Alon. He still hasn't come by for his celebratory pizza.
And I offered him down, but I was afraid we'd have more than five people in here. So we were going to have to either kick people out or let Alon stay home. And then we may do something. If I'm given the okay by our guest, we may do something. What's this we? We're not French. I may do something today that I have never done before.
Really?
Yep, never. I have never done this. Really? To the best of my knowledge.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Okay. You got my interest.
At 3:15, as we do each and every Wednesday afternoon, we will do the official BKFC segment, sponsored by BKFC, endorsed by BKFC, and about BKFC. So on today's program, your former lineal heavyweight champion of the world, Shannon Briggs.
Really?
Now,
big dog.
Do you know who Shannon was his first call out in bare knuckle?
I don't.
Rico Rodriguez.
Oh, Rico, who was in the first one.
He was the first main event. He wasn't the first fight in BKFC.
Right, but the first main event in Wyoming.
So Rico is listening to the show right now.
Okay.
Rico would like to come on with Shannon.
Okay.
So we'll see how Shannon feels about it, because I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus. You know, I mean, Rico's my guy. I've known him forever. I'm sure Shannon's going to be for it.
Okay.
But I don't want this to get out of hand. I don't want to get crazy. It's FCC, so we have to watch words. You know, and when you start to get violent, yelling, screaming, hollering, it can get out of hand.
Sure.
So we'll cross that bridge during the official BKFC segment. So,
sounds risky.
So no, it's definitely risky.
I don't feel safe right now. I don't know.
All right, so here's my pet peeve number one of the day.
All right. Let's get it out of the way.
I don't remember her name. I think I do, but since I'm not 100% sure, I'm not going to say who this person is.
Okay.
But this person put a post out how livid she was.
Okay.
I believe she lives in the great state of Louisiana.
Louisiana.
And the governor, I believe it was the governor, just installed home delivery of alcohol.
Okay.
Okay. This person is a recovering alcoholic.
Okay.
And she is up in arms. I guess she fell off the wagon or whatever.
Okay.
I'm pretty ticked at this.
The governor at the girl?
At the girl, at the athlete, at the person. So because you fell off the wagon, you're all upset and you want the governor not to allow delivery of something to 99.8% of the country that's not an alcoholic, that's not a recovering alcoholic.
Sure.
This falls on you. It doesn't fall on the governor. It doesn't fall on, you know, the rest of the citizens that may or may not be here tomorrow. And that's not funny. It's not funny.
It's not.
No.
It's terrifying. But we gotta make light of it in order to keep moving.
I got ripped on Twitter, shocking, because I reached out to Michaels, which in my opinion is an awful company.
Michael's the craft store?
Yeah, Michael's the craft store.
Okay.
So I put out, I wanted to question my 70% off coupon that I received from them. Because I wanted to frame some of the jerseys and of the things.
Have you been going through your garage, your artifacts?
Finding some cool stuff.
What's the coolest thing you found so far?
I'll get to it.
Okay.
So they have since called and we have talked and they said, yes, we basically jacked the price up so that then we can offer a 70% off coupon so we can still make money. Because the 70% off coupon got a game jersey framed for $380.
Wow.
Do you know what the cost of that is? Less than $380.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, so anyway. So what I have since decided, and I got ripped in today's times with everything that's going on, with people losing their lives, their livelihood, I'm worried about framing something.
Sure. First world problems.
So I knew that I had this item. Right. And it took me a day to find it.
Okay.
But I found a signed Tommy Morrison poster from his fight against, do you remember who it was? You saw the...
Tay Diggs or something?
I don't know.
Somebody. He was fighting an opponent.
So I found this poster. Like I said, I knew that I had it somewhere. I just didn't really remember where it was. I kept looking for it. I finally found it, and it was against Donovan Ruddick. Razor Ruddick. So I've decided, and I know this sound is stupid, and I know it's, and I'm not trying to do this for funny value, but with this virus, with everything that's going on, I want to frame that poster.
Why?
Everybody knows where I stand with Rocky V.
Right, it's your all-time greatest movie of all time. I had it playing for you when you walked in the room today.
I just watched it, a little tear.
When you stepped in the studio, it was already on. Your heart jumped. You perked up for a moment.
I did perk up. I want to frame the Tommy Morrison poster so that I can enjoy it if today is my last day.
Gotcha.
And I know that sounds stupid.
Well, but Tommy Morrison in real life was HIV positive. Yes, his boxing career was ended short from. And you know, I was still a young kid when the AIDS epidemic hit. You know, what's different now between the coronavirus now and the fear of AIDS back in the 80s? Because, you know, I didn't really understand it. I was too young. But is this the same? Is this worse? I mean, what's...
Well, obviously this is worse.
Yeah?
You know, now the fear of the HIV back in the day that I remember and the reality, the fear of what's going on right now and the reality are two different things. The reality of today is somebody in this restaurant today could catch the virus being in this restaurant today.
Sure.
Where HIV, you have to have contact. You have to, you know, do other things, catch it other ways.
Sure.
You know, you could just put your arm on the table that you're on and catch the virus.
And I hear that it could be airborne now, that it could be attaching to dust particles and be inhaled without contact.
I was told, I was speaking to a professional the other day, if somebody coughs, that kind of lingers in the air. So, like, if you cough like you did the other day, okay, we were outside and stuff, I understand that, but you coughed. You said it was in your arm. Who knows if it was really true, because I never believe anything that you say anyway.
Shouldn't.
But it stays, and then 8 seconds later, I follow you and walk through your cough. This virus you could catch.
Because I remember back, you know, growing up in Indiana, Ryan White was the most famous AIDS, you know, patient, and that, you know, it was such a scary time, an unknown time. You couldn't use the public restrooms, and there were fearful things that they were putting out back then. But now, I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, we don't even know, you know.
And I'm not sure we will. And I don't think we're anywhere near the worst part. So, you know, the stay-at-home thing, you know, I've been leery about coming here on Wednesdays.
Right.
But, you know, we're a good 6-8 feet away.
We are definitely 6 feet plus.
And, you know, I can honestly say that I don't think I wash my hands more now than I ever did.
Yeah. No, my hands are, like, literally dry from the amount of sanitizer.
But I always have done that. I've always washed my hands. What's the first thing I've done when I've walked in here? Yeah. And we've been doing the show here for 2 years.
Of course.
I go straight in the bath, I wash my hands. I've always opened the door with a napkin or my shirt.
Right.
And especially the bathroom door, which we've talked about on the show. So it's just crazy times. It's just insanity.
But in this industry, in combat sport and MMA, you know, these guys, being on a jiu-jitsu mat, you're sharing blood and sweat and tears with your teammates, with the, you know, in the competitive sport. You know, so I don't even know how to we're in such trying times right now. I don't even know how to be funny and entertaining to our crowd and our fan base.
No. Hold on. Don't use the virus for that.
Well, that's my job.
But you've never been funny.
That's what I'm here to do.
So what do you mean you don't know when to be? You're not
so
funny.
So I'm trying to be serious today and be a legit journalist.
All right. We have to hit this break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what I can tell you about my phone conversation with the Florida Boxing Commission yesterday.
Ooh.
You know, I made a phone call up to Tallahassee.
Okay.
I talked to the guy. He was at his house. And I brought up WWE and MMA.
Right.
And me having a brain cramp, I didn't think about what he told me. We'll discuss that, and I'll give you my opinion on if April 18th will happen in the state of Florida.
249.
That and a whole lot more ahead on Knockout Radio, brought to you by Torta Pizza. I'll throw you a bone today.
Thank you.
8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. To know what I have in mind, honey, you ought to know.
Now you move so fine. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
I'm just listening. I'm chilling like a villain. All right, so I finally ran across somebody that I'm going to have to say is a bigger... I hate to call you a moron, because
I'm a moron.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to do it.
What have I done that's moronic lately?
Lately, in the last 10 minutes, I ran across something. This has been national news, and this guy will always be known as a bigger moron than you.
Okay.
No matter what you do from this point forward, and all the stupid things that you've done in the past, you will never be able to top this boxer in England.
Okay, and what did he do?
His name is Billy Joe Saunders.
Billy Joe Saunders. Any relation to Ben?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Because Billy Joe Saunders, in my opinion, has zero brain cells.
Okay.
He now has had his boxing license suspended for until further notice.
Okay.
I seriously doubt he will ever be licensed again.
Okay.
Boxing-wise, driving-wise, drinking-wise, anything.
Fishing? No fishing license?
No fishing license.
No license of any sort.
This moron shot a video. And he said, in these times, as we're being locked up at home, and, you know, if your significant other, and I'm sure he used the wife, girlfriend,
okay.
If your significant other starts getting in your face,
right.
He shows you how to beat the person up.
Oh, an instructional video on domestic violence.
That's what it was.
Oh.
That's what it was.
It's never been done. You got to give him credit for, like, being innovative. I mean, educational videos on everything. I mean, you go online, you want to learn how to do something, it's always there. So
it's stupid.
I mean, look, you can say what you want, but there are some women that are tougher. Amanda Nunes is a better 135-pounder than Henry Cejudo. I mean, I would take Amanda over Henry.
Amanda Nunes would kick your butt. What is that? What does that have to do with saying. This moron making a video? So then wouldn't it have just made more sense just to say, I'm going
to show you how to beat someone's...
Yeah, how to protect yourself.
Gender neutral. Like, there's no gender involved.
If somebody gets in your face, whatever. Because I'd like this boxer to fight Amanda.
Right. Oh, Amanda.
Or Cyborg.
Or yeah.
Or any of those. You know, and again, it was just stupid. Just stupid, stupid,
well,
stupid.
I can assure you I will never make a video on how to beat up a woman.
All right, because of the virus, we haven't been able to really... I'm sure we could have gone in, but we haven't gone into the main studio.
Yes.
I need to cut a commercial, and I need to change the commercial that I wrote that I have never voiced.
Okay.
Because my human touch massage chair has saved the entire family.
I bet.
Oh, my God. It's unreal.
Well, in this time, everybody's stressed.
Yep.
I mean, you need to relax. You need to take the zero gravity or that feeling of weightlessness just takes all the burden of the situation we're living in off your body. So, yeah, I wish I could come over to your house and use it.
Nah, you're not invited, though.
I know. So. I'm sure of that.
I'm going to start to walking. You know, we normally walk, but I'm going to try to start walking 5 miles a day.
Is that because two cars were stolen from your family last week?
But they were recovered.
They were recovered. But is that why you started walking? Like, just... No transportation?
No, I just want to try to stay healthy.
Do you want to tell people how that situation all happened?
What, the car stolen?
I mean, I've never heard of that in my entire life. I've never heard someone stealing a car.
I'm sure it's happened.
Taking the spare key and coming back the next night and stealing the other car.
Yeah. Well, you just explained it. That's what happened.
But if I were you, I would have put another car there a third night in a row and just waited. And then...
Why, what am I going to do?
Well...
What am I going to do, shoot him?
Not on air. You wouldn't say that on air. But you would just
if they
wait.
Were in the house, possibly. Just, but
well, it would only fall on the property, right? Would it have to be in the house or on the property?
In the house. And then you could still get probably in trouble.
Probably.
You know, the MMA fighter, four people broke into his house. I think he killed two, put the other two in the hospital, and he got charged. Now, he beat it, right. Which is ridiculous. But what could have, would have, should I have done? By doing a third one and having them steal it, it's the same outcome that's going to happen now. They caught them.
Right.
They didn't.
They got the cars back.
They got the cars back. One
insurance is going to take care of the rest.
Well, they're not.
No, really?
Typical insurance.
Wow.
You know, quote came in at $7,000. They said they'd give $3,000.
Ugh.
You know, which is, you know, they carved words into the upholstery.
Is that the sign of the times, though, with this economic, like, distress right now?
No.
Do you think there's going to be more crime? Like,
I'm not going to say yes or no to that, but this crime had nothing to do with what's going on. It was four juvenile delinquent morons, and here's how stupid they are.
Okay.
And I'm not going to do a video and teach you how to not be stupid.
Well, it would fit in with the boxer who taught you how to beat up your girl.
This is what three of the four morons did. They deleted, you know how like if you hook your phone up to your system and then it says, you know, Matt's phone.
Right, of course. Sure.
So they deleted everything that was off, and these three of the four morons charged their phones and played their music in the car.
Oh, okay. So left an imprint.
It says, you know, I'm gonna make it up. Ashley's phone.
Right.
Well, they caught the four people. So they can't say that they were not in the car because it says Ashley's phone.
It linked their phone.
The other moron who went to a local hospital after the accident.
Oh, nice.
Guess what he was wearing around his neck? That's right, a key.
I thought maybe a credential phone.
No, that was only you. A key that was the same car type of the first car that was stolen.
Why would you wear a key around your neck?
So the officer said, they asked, would you mind, you know, meeting us at the hospital? Because if the key fits your car, we now have them for both.
Right.
And it did.
Nice. Wow. Unbelievable.
There's not smart.
Unbelievable. But I mean, with this times, like, it feels like people seem to think that the laws don't apply anymore. Downtown St. Pete's still giving parking tickets.
And they should.
The police are still radaring people on the highway. Like, you know, like, if you, what would you do if the laws were relaxed because of this virus? What's there? Is there anything that you can't do right now that you would do? Is there anything you would like you want to do that's like technically illegal or a violation or code violation? Is there anything you want to do that you can't do?
No. Why? What are you thinking?
No, no. Drive faster, speeding.
I'm not sure I could drive faster than I already do.
Double parking, parking in a handicap.
Yeah, I would do because I really want to park in a handicap spot.
I don't know. I mean, is there anything? Is there anything you want? There's nothing. Like if there's no laws, you're not going to change anything you do.
Yeah, I mean. All right, since we're talking stupidity, which seems to be your best spot.
That's my shtick.
I want to go rob a jewelry store.
Oh.
I'm not going to get caught. I'm not going to get in trouble.
Well, the banks are now letting people in with masks and gloves on. Yeah. Which is, have you ever, did you ever think you'd see a bank with a bunch of masks? I don't know.
Why is that funny? It's not funny.
It's so crazy. It's not even funny. It's comical because it's so absurd that this is the real life we're living right now.
And again, it's going to be a long, long time, if it ever.
Like the bank closed. The bank is closed. Sprint closed. I couldn't even get a cell phone after it was stolen from my meal delivery lady.
You can deal with banks, but all through the teller, you know, the drive-through teller. I wanted to open an account. I couldn't.
It's
so
crazy.
Yeah, no, it's definitely crazy times. You know, I mean,
what about like Chick-fil-A, for example, right? Well, they get this whole image of being this Christian core value, close on Sunday, morale, blah blah blah. The reality of it is, they just know the human spirit. You take away something that they can't have, they crave it more. So they buy more on Saturday in preparation for Sunday being closed.
Do you really think people do that?
Absolutely. No question.
They don't.
So what the question is with
they
coronavirus.
Don't do that.
Is there anything that's been taken away from you that you crave now more than ever? Like gyms are closed, MMA dojos are closed, like movie theaters are closed. Is there anything that you crave now that you can't go?
Honestly, I'm going to say no.
Really?
I don't crave anything. That I can think of. I mean, do I want some live sports? I could take it or leave it.
And what sports would you want back? Like if you could only have three sports of all sports, what would you want back?
Mixed martial arts.
Of course.
Football.
Okay.
See, I'm smarter than most. Yeah. Because some people would have said the UFC. They would have said the NFL. No. Football.
Okay. All football.
All football.
Even XFL.
All football. Football. Okay. Everything falls under football. And if we're going to be technical, soccer falls under football. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Okay.
As much as I really don't care, per se, I would watch it, you know, because there's, I will say this much, I've watched more Netflix in the last 2 days than I have in my lifetime.
Have you watched the Joe Exotic, the Tiger King?
No.
You haven't seen that? Like the Tampa?
No. I haven't seen it, and I don't care. It doesn't interest me. Zero.
Okay. It's a hot new thing on Netflix.
I got to come up with a third. So remind me when we come back, Mike Chiesa will come on. We're going to talk a little bit with him. Remind me I need to come up.
He's the Tiger King.
With the third sport, as well as I will let you know of my phone call because you forgot to remind me. My phone call to the Florida State Athletic Commission or Boxing Commission. I'm not sure which it falls under. And just my opinion on whether this will happen in the state of Florida on April 18th. Whether Tony Ferguson and Justin Gaethje will get it on. Even though I'm not allowed to say that. We'll get it done.
Rolling.
Get it done. I don't even know if you can say rolling. That might be Burt Young or Burt Watson. Burt Young. Because you had me watching Rocky. All right, let's hit this break. A lot more stuff to come. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
Down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier, can't afford a thing on TV. Deep in my heart I abhor ya, can't get food for the king.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on guys? Reggie Bush and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb,
Blackstone Millet Grain Free, and Cauliflower Crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Back. Still a lot of shenanigans to get to. We're going to do a couple of those stupid lists of if you can only watch this, if you can only eat this. We'll get to that.
All right.
But right now, let's go. I think we're going out to the left coast, the west coast, and welcome back to the program. It's been a while, Michael Chiesa. Mike, how are you?
Again, I'm on the left coast, which is the best coast. I'm a little biased, though.
Okay. I'm on the east coast, and I like it here, but it's all good. First and foremost, and you know, most importantly, how are you doing? How's your family doing?
We're doing good, man. It's just it's a very trying time for everybody. You know what I mean? It's tough to be away from family, and being away from training is challenging. We've been locked down for a while here in Washington, and it's just a hard time, man. There's so many things that, you know, I'm not the type of person to really take anything for granted, but it's just one of those things where it's like, when this whole thing is said and done, man, I'm going to have a lot of appreciation for a lot of things I never thought I would. It's just crazy, man.
I hope that a lot of people will say that and will do the same. You know, I know you a little bit. I know that, you know, what you're saying is true. I hope people that do take a lot of things for granted will realize whenever that is, 2 months, 6 months, next year, you know, not to take everything for granted. Hopefully, you know, that's the best thing to come out of this.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, you got to, aside from, good health coming out of this, I hope that a lot of people find gratitude and you know, a lot of people gripe about their jobs and, you know, a lot of people have disputes with their family and their friends, and hopefully a lot of things like that can get brushed aside when this whole thing is said and done and just have a new appreciation for life. And I can tell you what, man, I've never been away from training. You know, I'm maintaining a certain level of fitness as much as I can at home, but I've never been this far. I've never been away from training for this long. And it's like, I will enjoy. Actually, I will enjoy getting punched in the face when this whole thing is said and done. I never thought I would say that in my life.
You know, and I was just going to ask that. You know, do you think it's going to change, you know, your feeling, your approach, you know, everything about the sport that we all love?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I love mixed martial arts. I love training. I'm a very passion-oriented type of guy. You know, I train regularly because I enjoy it. It's like the same thing for people that follow me on social media. You can see that I like to skateboard, I like to snowboard, and things like that. And training falls into that category for me where it's not a job for me. It's a hobby. So it's like I'm kind of stripped of all my hobbies right now. The mountains are closed. The gyms are closed. It's like winter came back full force. It's snow outside. Like all my passions have just been kind of ripped out from underneath me. So it's like when this whole thing is said and done, man, I'll never take any of this stuff for granted. You know what I mean? I miss it every day. It's crazy.
What are you doing to, you know, stay busy, keep your mind busy, you know, and to do some forms of working out?
Well, you know, fortunately for me, I have like a heavy bag in my garage. I have, you know, I got some dumbbells, I got some kettlebells and stuff. And so I've been able to do some of that stuff at home. But, we were supposed to be done with our 15-day lockdown today. And we just got extended through the end of April to the 30th. So I've reached out to my strength coach, Bo Sandoval in Las Vegas. And he's writing a program for me. And I've reached out to my other strength coach here in Spokane. And he's going to let me go use the gym while it's closed down. He's going to let me go there and just go there. And I just need to, I don't want to come. I know that a lot of guys are going to kind of, when this ban is lifted, it's going to be like trying to play catch up and get in shape and be ready for a fight. I don't want to do that. I really want to hit the ground running. So I'm going to be able to at least have some type of facility I can go work out at. I won't have partners. I won't have coaches. I'll be kind of putting myself through it. So at least I have that right now. But it's just looking like this thing, it's not going to end anytime soon. And you can only maintain your sanity through these home workouts for so long. And if I had to do it, I would do it. But fortunately, I have a new outlet. Something that I can use to make some type of progress during this time.
I got you. I know that you've either had or you still do, I don't know, some ties with Tampa Bay and the Bucks. I know you've come to a couple games. And one of the reasons that I wanted to reach out to you is, you know, your thoughts on Tom Brady.
I love it, man. I talked to my Uncle Joe when everything was kind of like, speculated, like, you know, potential Tom Brady to Tampa Bay, and I'm like, yo, what's going on? And for people that are listening that don't know, my Uncle Joe is the sports psychologist for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as well as the Orlando Magic. So I have some ties to Tampa Bay, very proud of it, and you know, I think it's a great acquisition. I think one thing that's awesome about having Tom Brady on the team is it's a lot of guys are going to learn about what it takes to be at the top of a sport. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to learn when you hear the news that the only stipulation in this deal is Tom Brady just wanted the phone numbers of all of his teammates. That just shows, like, this is the caliber. This is what it's going to take to be a champion. Like, a lot of people say, I want to be a Super Bowl champ, I want to be a UFC champ, so on and so forth. You're going to get exposed to what it's like to play for one of the greatest of all time and learn what it's like to, what it takes to get to the peak of a sport. And I think it's going to be an exciting time for Tampa Bay fans. You know, I think I might have to dust off my Buccaneers visor and play both sides. You know what I mean? I'm a Seahawks fan at home. I'm loyal to my home team. But, I mean, this is an exciting time to be a Buccaneers fan. And I think I might spread myself across the both teams. So it's awesome, man. I love it. I think it's going to be great for the city.
Here's one way to look at it, Mike. You know, that's your left coast team, and this will be your east coast team.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. I'm like, I can play both sides, and nobody can say I'm wrong. And there's a lot of people that get kind of pissed off about that. I have friends who are like, you can't have two teams. I'm like, guess who? Is there a written rule that says somebody can't have two teams? Like, what? I've never heard that in my life. And I got family ties to this team, so they can all just be quiet about it.
No, exactly. I've seen you in the stands here. You know, I know that you have, you know, some feelings for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, one of the things, well, first let me tell you the Brady story, and then I want to ask you your opinion on bandwagon, which that word's driving me crazy. There's a lot of fans that don't believe Tom Brady that was his only request. And I've told the story before, but a friend of mine used to be one of his offensive linemen in New England, Russ Hochstein, who played here in Tampa. So a car dealership came to Brady, I don't know, 6, 8, 10, 12 years ago, whatever it was, wanted him to do a TV or commercial for the car dealership. And he said, only if every offensive lineman is in the commercial. So for people that think it's not true that he asked for the phone numbers, I can tell you that is the type of person that Tom Brady is.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, he's a team player. He wants to win. Tom's not coming to Tampa Bay to just collect one of the biggest one-year salaries in the history of the sport. You know what I mean? It's what, $50 million? Is that what they say?
Yeah, it's 25 a year for 2 years.
$50 million for 2 years. He's not coming to just collect a paycheck. He's not that type of guy. He's the type of athlete. He wants to win. And let's be honest, he has some great offensive weapons in Tampa Bay. So it's like, you know, he knew what he was doing. And I think it's going to be really exciting, man. He's a team player. He wants to win. And, you know, even with Jameis Winston, man, there's a lot of really close games that they lost last year, just really by one possession games that could have went either way, you know, and that was with Jameis Winston. No disrespect to Jameis Winston. I'm not saying this to, like, rank on the guy. I think he was an exceptional quarterback, you know, just made some mistakes. But I think they're going to win a lot of games next year. I think it's going to really – we're going to get back to that – what was it, 2000, when it was the last time Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl?
02. The 02 season Super Bowl in San Diego. And don't kid yourself. Yes, it's a great offensive team. Yes, it's a good team. Yes, Bruce Arians, all that stuff. But don't kid yourself. The Super Bowl's in Tampa, if there is a 2020 season. You don't think that's one of the reasons, too? He wants to be the first quarterback to take a team. That's just another incentive, you know, for the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of motive behind it. And I don't think, I mean, financials was part of it. I think Tom knows that he deserves, I think that he's taken some pay cut to get some of the players that he's, you know, some of the teams that he's had over the years, you know what I mean? But I think that this is the perfect storm to have a really good season. And yeah, like you said, Super Bowl is going to be in Tampa in 2020. I think this has something to do with it for sure.
Give me your thoughts on the bandwagon word, you know, which I've been arguing with fans. They're like, we don't want bandwagon fans if you're going to follow Tom Brady. That doesn't make you a bandwagon fan if you're a Tom Brady fan and he changes teams. It's like if Michael Chiesa leaves the UFC and goes to any other organization and your fans travel with you from the UFC to wherever you're going, they're not a bandwagon fan. They're a fan of the athlete that's now in a new organization.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Tom Brady is going to have fans that are just fans of him. He's been around so long. He's going to have a following like that. And I think you should embrace it. I think it makes your team, you know, bandwagon fans, to a lot of people, it can be annoying. It's like, oh, cool, you know, we're the Golden State fans. Now the Golden State's not that good this year, so on and so forth, whatever. But it's like, it's good for your home team when you have more fans. You know what I mean? Like, yes, recognize that you're there from the get-go and so on and so forth, but people that jump ship and start to support your team for whatever reason, you got to embrace that with open arms because it's only good that you get more support on the home front. You know what I mean? It can only do good things for your team. It does great for your players. You know that the players reap the benefits of the bandwagon fan, ultimately. You know what I mean? And if you're truly a fan of your team and its players, then you should embrace that because it's good for them.
I'm sure you're aware. We're definitely aware here in Tampa Bay how many empty seats that have been over at Ray J for the past 6, 8, 10 years. They should take fans, bandwagon fans, alive fans, dead fans, whatever it takes to put bodies in that stadium, you know, will definitely be a good thing. I'm sure you're aware how many NFL guys, and in this case the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, are UFC and MMA fans. Has your uncle told you that?
Yes. There is a lot of them out there, and he always tells me that about how there'll be times when he'll be working with a client and somehow it'll come up that he's my uncle and oh my God, I'm a fan of that guy. And it's really humbling. You know what I mean? I still don't look at myself in that sense. You know what I mean? It's truly humbling when you got a guy like Jameis Winston, who's I'll win a fight, and my uncle will be like, hey, Jameis Winston wanted me to tell you congratulations on your last win. I'm like, God dang it. Like, that's just freaking awesome. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the small things like that that really makes it so such a fun experience. You know what I mean? And sure. And it makes me more of a fan of these guys. And you know, going back to when I said I can't have – I'm a loyal Seahawks fan, but I also am a fan that's spread out across a lot of different sports teams and different organizations because of the support I get from certain athletes in different sports and on different teams, you know what I mean? It's really cool, man. It's humbling, and I enjoy it a lot.
Before I let you go, give us a couple recommendations as you're up there on the left coast, you know, maybe a movie or a TV show or something that, you know, I might not – well, that's almost anything because I don't watch a whole lot of TV. But, what you know, as we're all locked down in the house, give us some recommendations of some things to watch or listen to.
Some things to watch. Well, for me, I'm not a big TV guy either. I don't stay up to date with that type of stuff. Right now, currently, I'm going through the Breaking Bad series. I'm on the last season. It's been super awesome to watch. Another one I watched recently was, I don't know if anybody out there, I'm not really into pro wrestling nowadays, but as a kid, I was very into pro wrestling. I've been watching the Dark Side of the Ring series on Vice. And they just put out a 2-part series about Chris Benoit and the tragedy about him and his family. That's been very interesting to watch. So if I can give a recommendation, I would say go on YouTube. I'm sure that the episodes 1 and 2, they're on YouTube now. Go on there and check them out. It talks about the death of Chris Benoit and his career. It's really, really interesting watch. And yeah, that's about it.
All right, I'll take that from you. I taped it. You know, I've been involved with the WWF and the WCW. You know, it's really big here in Tampa, and, you know, now the WWE thing is in Orlando. And I've had mixed feelings as to whether I really want to watch it, you know, because of, you know, what Benoit did. And I don't know if I can stomach it, but if you're telling me that I should watch it, then I will.
Yeah, it's a good watch, and it's tough, dude. For me, I was a Benoit fan. I mean, the Crippler Crossface, you know, everything that came with it. You know, he was a very exciting wrestler to watch. But yeah, it's worth a watch, man. To get a lot of input from the Malenko family and a lot of the people that were close with him. It's very interesting. So I think it's worth a chance. I would definitely give it a watch.
Hey, Michael, have you seen the Tiger King on Netflix yet? Have you been watching it?
I have. I thought it was fucking awesome. Pardon my language. I think it's freaking awesome.
It's got connections, obviously. It's just like you just got Tampa connections. You have a huge wildcat on your rib cage. You know, what's the meaning behind the tattoos? I know they're personalized. Everybody gets tattoos for personal reasons. What is it about the big cat that you have tattooed on your body that is important?
It's funny you ask. It actually has a very significant meaning. So my grandfather, who was my idol growing up, still is my big idol, my biggest idol to this day. He's my hero. His name is Daryl Schreiber. He's a professional flat track racer, professional snowmobile racer. He made a big impact on my life, and it's a big reason why I am where I am today. But growing up, he had a race team and a racetrack, and it was called His racetrack was called Shriver's Tigers State Line Speedway. His last name was Shriver. And then his race team was called Shriver's Tigers. So I grew up with Tigers. Like, I have a lot of my grandpa's racing uniforms. So it's racing leathers, and they're all yellow leathers with black Tiger stripes. You know, everything I grew up around was, like, all about Tigers. So it's, like, it's got a significant meaning, like, towards my family. It's not, like, one of those things where it's, like, some pointless dragon tattoo or something like that. No offense to anybody out there that has them. it's got significant meaning. Like, it's like the tiger is a significant animal of my family for those reasons because of him. So that's where it came from.
That's awesome, man. Big cats are getting a lot of big love now, and it's nice to hear that connection, man. It's awesome. Thanks for sharing that story.
Good stuff, Michael. Yes, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. Hopefully we can get you back on in the next couple of weeks. Stay safe. We're going to put you on hold to get your address so I can ship you out some 8-Man Strong gear for coming on and talking to us.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. It's good to talk to you again.
Talk to you again soon. That is Michael Chiesa. Good dude. And with that tie to the Buccaneers, I didn't know the magic because now I'm going to find out about his uncle.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll have to go to Mo.
Yeah. Well, his uncle was named Joe. So don't call him Joe Exotic. Just not that Joe.
Okay.
But no, in the fighter hotel in Brooklyn, I don't think I've ever seen a 155-pounder as big as Michael Chiesa. I mean, he walked past me and made me look small. And I'm like, holy crap.
So you are small.
No, I am not small. And the way he manhandled Diego Sanchez, Michael's one of the best.
You know, I purposely didn't talk a whole lot of MMA. You know, it's important to us all.
Right.
I mean, you know, we do all sports, mainly, you know, MMA, Knockout Radio, blah, blah, blah. It's just about, you know, giving 15, 20 minutes just to kind of talk about something, you know, away from, you know, what you do and how we know each other and that kind of stuff. It's good stuff. It's good times to talk to people just about talking.
Absolutely. No, it's awesome. That's what they do. That's their job, but it's not who they are.
Very true. And I didn't want to bring it up about the 18th. All right, but I will now.
Okay, let's do it. The 18th is happening in outer space.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen in the state of Florida.
In a time capsule?
I don't think it's going to happen in the state of Florida. So
international waters?
You would have thought it could happen.
Could happen on a barge, a cruise ship.
I was watching the four-letter network and one of the analysts, whatever, his idea to continue, which I think is smart and stupid at the same time.
Okay.
Because in the world we live in, who really cares? Seriously, do we really want to watch basketball that bad? Do we?
I mean, I'm not a basketball fan,
per se. Or whatever your favorite thing is. Right. MMA is my favorite thing.
Right.
In the world that we live in, I don't know. This is just me. If I'm going to watch an MMA fight, my favorite fight of all time, my favorite fighters of all time, whatever, do you really think I'm going to take my mind off of what's going on in the world?
No. Well, I think that's what sports does.
It doesn't.
Sports distracts people from the harshness of real life.
We hope that's the case. But if...
Even if it's just a short two-hour window of time
to escape your life. I don't think it'll escape. I still think you're going to think about what's going on in the world. Would it be nice to see? I'm not saying it wouldn't.
Sure.
So the analyst on the four-letter network, his suggestion to have an NBA season is take all the NBA teams and put them on a cruise ship.
Okay.
And have them play the entire season on a cruise ship in the middle of the ocean.
It's kind of hard to shoot a basketball and who's moving due to the waves.
Not really.
No, that's a terrible sport to play.
No way.
You can't do it. You can do it with MMA.
When I went on that cruise and I watched somebody climb 800 feet in the air and dove into a little pool, you can shoot a basketball. I'm just saying. You know, what he was suggesting is, you know, you bring family, limited family. Well, you think LeBron's going to really care about playing an NBA season right now?
No.
All right. So I spoke to the commissioner from the Florida State Athletic Commission.
You did. What did you ask the commissioner?
Well, first I asked.
Is the fight happening?
Tell me about April 18th.
Okay.
And I'll give you his response in a second.
Okay.
But I did ask him. I said, and you would have thought that I would have caught this, which I didn't. This is me being stupid. I said, I don't understand. The WWE performs every Monday and Friday night.
Right.
In Orlando. It's on TV. How is that different than a fight that would happen on the 18th in the state of Florida?
With no fans, just the camps.
Well, I didn't even say that, but yeah. I mean,
just the fighter, a referee.
It's what's going to happen this weekend with WrestleMania in Orlando.
Okay.
And you know what he said? And you should have caught it as well. I just said perform. WWE is not a sport.
It's a play. It's a theatrical.
It's entertainment. And that's when Vince came out years ago.
Wow.
With the steroid thing and everything, and Terry was involved, whatever.
Right.
And they admitted that it was entertainment. It took them all out of all that sports stuff.
All the regulation, because it's not a competitive sport.
They have zero say in the WWE.
So it's similar to like the casinos being on sovereign land.
Yes.
And
yes.
What about the church, the Rivers Church, where the pastor was?
We'll talk about that in the second hour. But just from the way that the commissioner talked to me, he was very evasive. He didn't say a whole lot. But when he said it that specific, that we have no regulations on the WWE, it's entertainment, not sports, I don't see how that's going to happen.
What if Dana calls it an exhibition? What if it's not for a title or?
I don't think it matters. Exhibition. It's a sport.
Because it's regulated through the commission.
It's regulated.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, can you go to Hollywood, the Hard Rock, and do the fight there? I don't know. Is that considered? It must be considered Indian reservation.
Well, you said Tommy Morrison, his last boxing because he's HIV positive, he had to fight on Indian reservation.
It's called a res.
Oh, res, when you're in the know.
It's the res.
Okay, I wasn't aware of the res.
We've hit up Netflix, and we're watching the last couple seasons of Longmire, which was a good one of our favorite shows 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
So we've got like 3 or 4 seasons to watch, and it is called The Res, and Longmire can't go on The Res because he has no jurisdiction. So 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. I want to thank Michael Chiesa for coming on board. We're going to reach out to Usman here in the second hour. Good stuff to come on this program, and then it's back to lockdown. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. She said, look,
what's your game? This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. 2 locations, 1 great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.